Welcome, everybody. Shin number 963, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are, of course, in the middle of Simen Reish Tesvav, the halachas of Amen, and we are in the middle of Bracha Shen, learning a little bit about Bracha Shen and Tzricha, Bracha Levatala. So it's an interesting question which comes up. We're going to see there's various different ways to try and fix a bracha shen etzricha if you're in the middle. Like if somebody just said, Baruch atah Hashem, you could quickly say, Lamdeni chukecha. That's a pasuk. So that's one way to get out of it. And then if you said, Elikeinu, we're going to see there's other ways. But let's say somebody, they didn't realize they made a mistake. They made a bracha shen etzricha. Bracha shen etzricha, Rachman al-Slan. They didn't know the halacha, and they thought it was different, or whatever the case is, or they thought they made a bracha, whatever the case might be. But let's say a case in time like that. So what do you do now? So we're going to see the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simen Reish Vav, just to read from Simen Reish Vav, Siv Vav. He's talking about a little bit of a different case, but we'll try and go through those also. Bezras Hashem, Belin Neid. But he says like this: Not says the Mechaber in Siv Vav, not al biyadei pri leachle verich alav. Person made a bracha on a fruit. Again, this is not our case, but I just the halach is found over there. That's why we're mentioning it. V'nafal miyadei, it fell out of his hands. Whenever the nimas and became, he can't eat it anymore. Right, all dirty, whatever. He can't. He made a bracha and that's it. He lost it. The time teichidei dibur passed, and he's stuck. He now made a bracha and he has nothing to eat. For let's say it fell into mud or something along those lines. So he has to go back and make another bracha. Afal pisha hayim oisai min lefanav yoseh sheberach al harishan. He says, even though there were other minim in front of them, okay, whatever, we're not getting into the whole case, but then the Ramah says, Rak shalai hayadaita yalav. And the Ramah comes along and says, but it depends if you had your mind on it or not. And the Mishnah Berurah just real quickly explaining outside, so we get to our point, that if somebody had it in mind, those fruits in front of them, shalai hayadaita beferish b'shas brach. In other words, when they made the bracha, beferish, they had a mind, they're not eating those at all that are even in front of them. It's just going to be only on the thing they're holding. Al kulam rak b'stama, dim hayadaita b'shas brach lechol gam hashar. If they had a mind to eat the other one, so quickly, ain't zarech lachzor levarech, they would not have to make another bracha. Quickly, they could grab one of the fruits that are in front of them. Vafilish, kishalai hayamunach lefanav, azal ha-shulchan, even if they're still in the fridge. I mean, you're probably going to run out of time, but be it as it may. But the bottom line is what I'm trying to get to. Again, that's not our subject, but what I'm trying to get to is v'tzarech leimar. So what do you do? The bottom line is I made a bracha, right? I'm stuck. I have nothing else to eat. Let's say the case is where there's nothing else. V'tzarech leimar, baruch shem kvod malchus elen vod. You have to say baruch shem kvod malchus elen vod. Al what? On shehoitzi shem shemaim levatala. The fact that you said Hashem's name in vain. Okay, be it as it may. It's a mistake or whatever. Again, we'll see how to fix it, but the problem is over here, the case in the Shulchan Aruch is that you now made a bracha, you're stuck. Or if a person made a bracha, shenitzricha, whatever the case is, they're done, they're stuck, they were passed, right? Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Yomair, whatever it is, those 2 to 3 seconds or whatever the case is. What do you do now? So says the Shulchan Aruch, he say, Baruch Shem Kivayim Malchus Olam Vod. So interesting, the Dirush, I just want to quote what the Dirush says. He brings a Chazonish, very interesting. Like, what this Baruch Shem Kivayim Malchus Olam Vod doesn't really fix the bracha. It's not like, you know, well, I said Baruch Shem Kivayim Malchus Olam Vod, so now the bracha Levatala was not there. No, that you have to do tshuva, but he brings down the reason why we say it, which I found to be very interesting. He says, back in our Simen Reish Tesvav, in the Dirshu, Ois 29, right, Ha'ara number 29, Amisha Berach Bracha Shein Etzricha. So if you say make a Bracha Shein Etzricha, by mistake, right, obviously, whatever the case is, so the Shulchan Aruch, like we just quoted, says to say Baruch Shem Kivayim Malchusai Li Oilam Voad, or if he said it by Brach Levatala, whatever the case is, it was a mistake, but what do you do now? Say Baruch Shem Kivayim Malchusai Lan Voad, Bira Chazonish, so the Chazonish, so he brings the Chazonish, that says, Sha'af She'gam Betchila Oimer, even though you said B'derek Shvach Voida, even though you said it in a praise statement, right? I blessed Hashem. V'mkein ma tikin b'ma she'omer baruch shem. So how you just blessed? In other words, you just blessed a kadosh baruch hu kaviyachol, right? You said baruch atah Hashem, I bless you, and this. So now again, you're going to say baruch shem kivoyd malchus elavod. Again, you're blessing Hashem. So, like, what are you accomplishing with this whole thing? You can't fix it. V'mkein ma tikin. What is this fixing by saying baruch shem? You just blessed Hashem, so again you'll bless Hashem. Fine, but you didn't fix anything. Why you have to say baruch shem kivoyd malchus elavod? So he says mikol mokin. This is again the words of the Chazanish, Nerachaim Simon Kuf Lamed Zayin Sif. Sifkat and Lamed. So he Sifkat and Vav. I'm sorry. Orchaim Kuf Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin Sifkat and Vav in the Chazon Nishma. He says Mikol Makom Hoyel VaOsri Chazal. Since Chazal said it's Osir Levarich Bracha Shem Levarich Bracha She'ena Tzricha. It's also to make a Bracha She'ena Tzricha. Bracha that's not needed. Like we know, Tiknu Laima. So there, or if whatever something took place whereby I said a Bracha and now I lost it, it fell out of my hand. Whatever the case is, Tiknu Laima. So Chazal said. Say Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchus Elan Vod. Why? Lahayres Shezeh Osir. To show you that it's Osir to make, if it's a mistake, it's a mistake. But if you did it, let's say a person, they said something, or they said a bracha that shouldn't be made, to show you that it's Osir to do. V'nechshav ki'ilu hu moitzi shem shemaim levatala. Like, even though, in other words, Pshat is like this, that even though you said Hashem's name in vain, right? I'm sorry, even though you praised Hashem, right? But you did it not in the way that you're supposed to do it. So now go ahead and praise Hashem the right way by saying Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchus Elan Vod. Again, you're not really fixing it. You have to do tshuva. You made a mistake, whatever, right? Person does tshuva, be careful next time, and have charat or whatever, however, the steps of tshuva, but be it as it may, but that's what the Chazon Ish is explaining. Very interesting that, again, since Chazal said you can't make this, you can't praise Hashem in this way by saying a bracha, so therefore they said, you did it, okay, but now we're going to give you something to, some sort of a tikkun. Again, you don't fix it all the way, but something to sort of like be misakin a little bit, to fix it a little bit, and saying Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchus, again praising Hashem, L'Havitz Hashem, she says also V'Nechshav Kilu Hu Moitzu Shem Shemayim Levatol. Even though you praise Hashem, but it was done the wrong way, now praise Hashem the right way. So it's a very interesting way, the way the Chazon Ish explains it, and the Dirshu brings it down, why we say Baruch Shem Kivoy Malchus Elan Vod, because in essence you already praise Hashem, why are you going ahead praising Him again? Like, what are we accomplishing, you know? So it's a very interesting point that he said. And, you know, just to explain even further, that I think it's sort of like showing, by you saying Baruch Shem, you're showing that the first time was done the wrong way. So that's sort of what the Chazon Ish is saying. Okay, thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha, Kol Tov.